Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are available on Zoom tonight. If anybody doesn't feel comfortable and they'd rather tune in, you can go to the town website and join in there or pass that on to anybody that texts you or whatever. I would like to take this opportunity on this eve of Veterans Day to thank all the veterans in the room for your service. I know, Buddy, you were in the service. Bill, pretty sure you were. Anyone else that was, thank you very much for your service.
Can I interrupt you for just 1 minute?
Sure.
I'd like to, before we start the meeting, I'd like to take a moment of silence and observe our fallen town board member. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. That was a good idea. Lonnie and Randy came in tonight, were you able to review the town clerk tax collector books?
Yep.
Can I have a motion to accept those?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next month, we'll do the town supervisor books. Any comments or questions on the last month's meeting minutes?
I've got one that I discussed with Amy already. She's doing her job too well, I thought. But it was brought to my attention. I asked about the method that in the board members that are absent. It doesn't show. There's some conflicting. Right there. She's got it. See it right there? She tabs over from Carl to Lonnie.
Gotcha.
And just, if I ask her if she'd just put a comma there and not tab over.
Okay. Right.
But
next time, absent will be down below each other.
Okay. That was brought to my attention as well. Thank you. Other than that, I would make a motion to accept.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unfortunately, we will not be visited by our county legislator, Herb Yearden. He is attending a family funeral, unfortunately. I do have a report from Paul Baxter, and we have Katie Malinowski with us tonight. She wanted to make a few comments, so I will turn up volume.
Hello, town board. It's nice to see you all, even if it's just virtually. I think Mike's got Paul's full report, so I won't read the whole thing, but just some key points he wanted me to mention. The next Salmon Rivers Council of Government meeting is going to be Friday, November 20th at 3:30. We'd like to use your municipal building if that is okay. We will wear masks, clean whatever you want us to clean. So if you could consider that, we'd appreciate it. I know Paul did send the annual Salmon Rivers bill to Mike just recently. So you'll have that to see soon. I think Paul also sent along a sample resolution that you might want to use for the budget approval. And then lastly, I want to mention this one a little bit more thoroughly. As you know, Paul is sometimes stretched thin, especially the night you guys meet, because he has two other municipal meetings. And so the Salmon Rivers Council of Government is looking to bring on a contractor to help with some meeting coverage. So Paul is putting it out there at all his municipal meetings this month that if you know of anyone who might want to to do that kind of job. We attend meetings, deliver meeting announcements, take notes, and report back to Paul. Please let Paul know. We're just going to spread that word of mouth right now. That has seemed to be most successful when we've looked for contractors and other councils of government. So again, if anyone you know is interested in local government and might want to have a part-time gig on the side, attending some meetings, let Paul know. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. I'll go ahead and touch on Paul's report. For the last month, a substantial part of my time has been spent working with towns as they prepared a budget for the fiscal year starting January 1st. As you may have seen in the Tug Hill Times, when it's time to adopt the final 2021 budget, this is to be done via resolution to be adopted, not just a simple motion. For your convenience, I have attached a sample resolution for your reference. We will get to that later on in the meeting. Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule with Watertown-based staff where at any given time, half of the staff is in the Watertown office and the rest are still working from home. Tug Hill staff are available for meetings with your municipality. I've mentioned the training the Tug Hill Commission has offered to local planning boards and zoning boards of appeals to help them with their annual training hours requirement. These training sessions have been placed on the Tug Hill YouTube channel afterward, and the commission is looking into how to provide certification to members for viewers who watch those sessions after their initial presentation. I mention this as the Town Board of Albion also serves as Albion's planning board. Excuse me. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings via means such as Zoom has been extended until December 3rd. If you have any upcoming meetings where that may be a help to you, I can facilitate a Zoom meeting with a little advance notice. I have arranged such a session for tonight's meeting at the request of the town supervisor. And I have emailed the bill for the Salmon Rivers Council of Government membership for calendar year 2020 to the supervisor and town clerk. So we'll address that a little bit later as well. Any questions or problems? We've got Katie right here. She could probably answer any questions that anyone has.
Katie, you mentioned using the municipal building on Friday. And you said you'd clean it all down and disinfect it and do everything and paint it maybe even.
You wouldn't want me to paint it. I'm not that good of a painter, but we will certainly wipe it down and disinfect if you allow us to use it.
Betty, it doesn't bother you, does it? I mean, and Buddy, it's not going to conflict with your
Friday, November.
And so you're okay with it, right, Amy?
Yeah.
Can we have a motion that that's all right with everybody?
Sure. Let's have a motion.
Motion made.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you're all set.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'll let Paul know.
Highway Superintendent Ted is not here tonight. His wife just came home from the hospital yesterday from spending the weekend with a collapsed lung. So he's very concerned, as you can imagine, about the COVID and the outbreak that we've faced here recently. So he didn't want to jeopardize that. So if anybody has any questions, he and I did have a pretty good discussion last night. Hopefully I can answer any questions that you might have regarding the highway department at this point.
I've got some questions, but I don't, maybe you can relay them to him.
Okay.
I was wondering if maybe he could number the equipment so that on the fuel usage reports, we'd know what they are. Like that, I know with 2010, that's a dump truck. The 2007, we've got two of them.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe number the equipment so that we know what it is and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, good idea if we don't get around it that much.
Maybe make it easier for
everybody, them too, you know.
Sure. That's how it is at the school.
Yeah.
You know, everything's.
Not. Yeah. And I was wondering, what about the town seal? We're not using that anymore? You know what we're talking about?
I do not.
On the side doors?
Yeah, on the side doors of all the equipment.
It's supposed to be on there.
Yeah, I don't know if we're still, are we still purchasing those?
We never got rid of that, right, Steve?
Well, we went to a different file. Actually, what we had, when I was there, we went to weathering it again, the town of Elby, instead of the round circle, because it was almost impossible to get the circle in. So we went to weathering. So I see some trucks don't have anything on.
Yeah, I know. I know, but
who did the lettering?
I almost think it was
Jake from Orwell. That's what
I thought. His little group thing he had going there. He's not really equal for it. He's darn good at it. I mean, you know,
the seal used to be, was made in Oswego. Wasn't, maybe it was Babcock sent them up.
No, it was made at Oswego Pool and they got away from it.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore. But we went to the lettering.
Swigger too.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure you could probably find a seal somewhere, but I think the lettering, you know, what everybody else is pretty much on to now.
I'll find out. I'll investigate that.
I'd like to see what come back, actually.
Okay.
Personally.
You want to look into that?
Yeah, I'll try to okay. See what I can
come up with. Might be able to get it for you, right?
I don't know. I have...
Any other?
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Just that I wanted to see some description on the purchases instead of the computer numbers. I don't know what an AF-1396 is. On any purchases, like we get a, like
from Warren's, you mean?
Yeah, Warren's or Parker's or anybody like that. You know, if you just put down, it's a seal.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Gotcha.
And
on one of the meetings at the cemetery, I call. And that's where my handwriting, the steel leaf blower, because all I had was SH-86D on it for over $200.
Right, almost $300.
On receipts.
I can give you this afterwards if you want.
Sure. Okay. No problem. Dog control? Got anything, Steve?
I had a little case up in Wolfville again. Kind of another one of those touchy situations. They were on the bottom of the hill, they go up the same driveway to the top of the hill. On the top of the hill, they're saying, dog on the bottom of the hill, biting their car tires as they go up the hill. Oh, does he go all the way to the top? Nope, he goes up about halfway. He's whining. Got real belligerent with me and done some rough talking, and so I just wanted the board to be aware of the situation. This dog is off the road. It's off, but it's still on their property. I can't do anything about it. I mean, I don't care how hard he bites the tire. He's out table to club. You know, I'm biting your tire. What else can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the... You know, a 903 County Road 22 that we had issues with.
Yep.
He got rid of the dog, and then he was gone 2 to 2.5 weeks, and all of a sudden it showed back up in her yard again. The people had it, didn't want it, and they brought it back and dumped it off on it. So I think she has, I haven't heard any complaints, so I think she found another home for it by now. But I just want to, if you see it again, you got to let me know, because I'm not going to drive over there every day to see the dog.
I mean, I drive by there every day, and I haven't seen it.
So if you see it, let me know, and yep. I'll take care of it. But
okay.
As long as you think it wasn't taken care of, because it has been, and I talked to him, and that's basically all I got.
Okay. Any questions for Steve? I talked to Brenda. No, she didn't have any report for last month, which would have been October. Obviously, there will be one for November with Carl. So, wait and see if she has anything. Mike?
Yes. Well, as of this afternoon, I finished doing all the field review of all the town's properties.
Pretty interesting. Picked up a lot of stuff that was either missed or whatever, but there's a lot of stuff being picked up. Vernon and I were talking about a lot of these permits are given out, and they put up a 24 by 48 pole barn, and Vern leaves, and next thing you know, it's turned into a camp. The only thing I question anything about is if there's septic systems there, did they get approval for the septic system? You know, that's, I'm going to value them as camps. They're going to have to prove otherwise that they're not, but there's been quite a few of them. I just think right off the top of my head, I probably think 10 to 12 that I picked up. The sales are, for here, are insane. That Maple Grove campsite that just sold for almost $600,000. The one down the road from that, Vern sent me the listing on it, and I have the listing. 620 County Route 48 is listed for $999,000.
Jeez. What's the address?
620 County Route 48. There's some cabins there, homes, mobile home, RV sites, so on and so forth.
Mid-River?
Yep, Mid-River Lodge.
You put it up for sale, apparently?
For how much?
$999,000. Even the Maple Grove that sold for over $500,000, I'd still shake my head at that. That's, I mean, granted, there was two lots there. Going out Bridge Street, there was four new lots that just have sold, and they broke them out. They all, like, they average about $115,000, $120,000
each. Do they have water access?
Or yes. Is,
okay, so there's not that.
They have river access. That's what I'm getting at. That's what you're seeing along there.
Okay.
So the other thing I found out, and good, bad, and different, the lots, there's probably about 40 of them that have. What happened was you buy the front lot, and then there's a secondary lot you buy that's actually on the river. The secondary lot that's on the river has a state easement for fishing in. I was given, the state gives me a listing of what to put on the state properties. So I was listing them as, they would say it's $9,000 or $8,000, so I was listing them as that. No, that's my fault. I was wrong. What happens is they pay 75% of the assessment. So the lot should have been valued at about $40,000 or $50,000 each, and then the state would pay 75%, and the homeowner pays the balance. So I've got them all corrected now, but that's going to make a huge difference on those. The state was getting away with not paying a whole lot. The other thing is just these, it's really difficult with these, trying to find out exactly what's what. The maps are horrible because of how they jump all over the place. But the sales, even residential sales away from the river are, you know, everybody here wanted to be at 100%. Well, sometimes you're gonna want to wish what you want for. I mean, there's gonna be some pain when some of these numbers come out. I mean, we got two or three residential properties that sold for over $300,000. Wow. Another one sold for $240,000. Ranches are just rampant. I got sales of 170, 175,000 for decent sized ranches. So, I mean, and the other thing that's really been selling are these little 400 or 500 square foot camps on 20, 30 acres. They've been selling for $75,000, $85,000. I was on Austin Road the other day, and if you go up Austin, go north on Austin, right where the swamp meets the road, you go back in and there's a camp there.
Yep.
Sold for $100,000. No electric. Seasonal road, and I think there's 40 or 50 acres of land to go with it. The camp is, you know, it's a nice little camp. I see they got a solar thing there, but those kind of properties, and again, why is it selling? Well, because it's surrounded by state land, so if you go hunting, you got your land and everybody else's land. There was another one up in the northern part of the town, no electric, seasonal road, 30 some acres of land, 320 square foot cabin, $85,000. You know, there's going to be some of those kind of properties. And then anything in the village now has changed. The old assessments were very low. The village is, you know, with the sale of the old church for $155,000. And the house next to it's, the sale, I think, is going through for over $100,000. One on the right, the one on the left, I think. The one on the left hasn't sold. The one on the right is one that's up for sale. know, so those are, and then I was out on Barber Road last week, and I don't know who was measuring the building, but that's neither here nor there. So I got out and I remeasured the house. The lady thought that I was the appraiser because they're selling the place. And I didn't tell her any why it's different. I stopped measuring the buildings. I got all the measurements, got out of there. They're asking $350,000 for it. It's a beautiful place. They got a big swamp. Now, that's one thing that's going to come and bite me and bite some other people. You know, somebody's going to say, well, it's all swampland. Well, if it's water, a small lake pond, people are paying money for it. I got one with a little log cabin. And I thought the sale was ridiculous. And I go there, and behind it, there's a nice little swamp, lake, pond, whatever the hell you want to call it. And they got their canoe out there and their fishing poles, and they're paying big money for it. So I have to be careful. I did go through everything that has state wetland on it. I got the amount of the land that was in the DEC wetlands, and I valued it at $400 an acre. But some of the ones where there's actually a pond slash lake, whatever the hell you want to call it, you're going to have to influence it up a little bit because people are going to pay more. But I've taken pictures of just about everything, and I entered all those onto the computer file, and I'm just now going through all my final determinations. The other thing is went through an RV campground. Amy gave me the listing from the county saying how many sites are supposed to be there. It says 75. I counted 110. So it could be 75 are ones with sewer, water, and electric, and there could be, the rest of them could be just, you know, where you can park and go camping. But just to let you know, they're charging $1,500 a year to park an RV there. So when you start doing an income study on something like that, you're talking about sites that are worth $7,000, $8,000 each. So right now, any of these RV places that I'm seeing that have septic water and electric, they're going to be between $7,000 to $10,000 each for each site. I got a listing off the website for one of the other places here, just to give you an idea of what they're charging for some of the places. House trailer with 3 bedrooms, 2 full baths, seats up to 12 people, minimum of 8 people, they want $50 a night. So that's $400 a night they want for it. Cabin sleeps 6, $240 a night, $40 a person. Cabin sleeps 4, $160 a night. Bunkhouse sleeps 6, $270 a night. Year-round full hookups, $1,500. Camping non-electric, $25 per person per night. Each additional person is another $25. So, you know, they're I'm not saying they're making money hand over fist, but obviously they must be making something, or the sales of some of these places would not be what I'm seeing. The lodge sold for $350,000. One just down the road from us sold $290,000. So, you know, the numbers are going to be, you know, probably the town's total assessment is going to go up by at least 30%. I got the new cell tower and I got the Family Dollar. I mean, those two things alone go, I had over probably $1.2 million to the town's roll. So, you know, it's going to help out the budget time. I know the cell company's probably going to jump up and down, but I've seen enough of those and I've seen the income. Usually what happens with the cell towers, they get the more rings that you see on it, the more valuable they become, because each ring represents another carrier, either AT&T, Verizon, Walmart, whatever, whoever's around them. So then the Family Dollar, the sales of them are crazy, but I kind of don't go by the sales, because what happens is they build them, then they go and they get a 20 or 30 year lease on them, and then they sell the lease. And I had one in one rural town sold for $1.1 million, and it's the middle of nowhere. I mean, there isn't $600,000 tied up in the building, but the lease sold. So I'm kind of trying to figure my way between the two things, saying, well, the lease is one thing, but the brick and mortar and land are worth something else. So, but that's about all I've got. It's what I'm planning on doing. The numbers won't be out till the beginning of March. And we'll probably have, depending on the status of COVID, whether or not I meet anybody in person or everything's done over the phone, it'll be, you know, we'll have to figure that out. Same thing with doing, I'll be sending out renewals for the exemptions. I'm going to try to do most of them over the phone. I mean, I'll take some, but, I, you know, especially the senior ones, because those are all your elderly people. I don't know how many of them they want to come in. One other thing that you should work on, and I was just thinking about this today, is the town has a, for the seniors, an exemption amount. I don't even know what yours is here, but you really should think about raising it up. I don't know what the level is right now, but you really probably should think about bringing it up a little bit, especially if the value of the town is going up so much. It's a sliding scale. You can contact the county and see what the county school is. Each one of them is different. All I do is enter, when I enter a senior exemption, I enter the amount and it automatically calculates everything because all those limits are already loaded into the software. But each one of them, I understand each one is different. But I don't imagine the town is more than $12,000 or $14,000. So you might want to think about pushing that up because, good God, you don't even have, I mean, even mobile homes now on an acre land in the town are $35,000, $40,000. So you really don't have a whole lot of, you know, and those are the people you want to help out the most, the ones you're seniors. So I would think it'd be a good step in the right direction, plus the fact that we are raising the value of all these properties so much. And I don't know what to do about the school and the county. I don't know if they ever, if they've ever raised them in the last, I don't know. Somebody can look into it and find out. I have no idea. What happens with the senior exemption, I don't know if anybody realizes or not. The STAR exemption is strictly school. The senior exemption is county, town, and school. So if it's, if the limits are 20, I think the limit for the school might be 24,000, county maybe 20, and the town maybe like 14, and I'm not sure. So when you enter it, it gives a deduction for each one of those. It takes off what the overall assessment is. So if you have a $100,000 assessment and you get $20,000 off in one, $14,000 off in another, and $10,000 off in the other, then they figure out the tax accordingly. So each one of them will get a different. So the senior exemption, we have some properties in town that the seniors make so little money, they probably pay hardly anything in property tax. It's almost an holding exempt. But with the raising of these values, I would think that would be something the town should look into. And whether or not you can force the school and the county to look into it, you know, I don't know. But it would be something to be looking into anyways.
Okay.
I can't, I don't know if anybody even really knows the last time it was ever raised. You know?
No, but I can talk with Betsy and see if she's, you know, what her...
I think it probably has to be a town... I don't know if you have to go through a town board.
Right. But I can find out the information through Betsy, find out if, you know, what she recommends.
Another question, Mike. On those cancer home assessments that you had, were they all the same? Was around $1,500 all of you campsites?
Well, the RV sites that I'm seeing, most of them are charging between $1,200 and $1,500 a year just to leave their RV sitting there hooked up. So, I mean... If you look at it under that circumstance and you figure, okay, I'm looking at it as an income, but they're charging $1,500, let's say $200 or $300 of that is maintenance, let's say there's $1,200 and I cap it at 10%, they're worth $12,000. I don't want to put that kind of numbers on them, but.
Well, our ATV club can't run. We get $900.
But that's... If you get under the market, that's your up to you, but that's not what I'm looking at.
It's not a business. It's a,
that's between you and them.
Well, do you have sewer and water? Because I think most you do have. Okay.
So it's senior exemption?
Yes. Yeah, what the limits are for income.
Any other questions for Mike?
Mike, it sounds like you got things coming around, coming up to trying to get back up to 100%, correct?
Yes, we should be plenty up there. It's there's going to be some pain as these numbers start to come out.
Right. Nobody likes their taxes.
What I'll do too to the board, when it gets close to when the numbers come out, I will print you out a listing of everything that is sold Not that you should get involved, but at least you'll have some knowledge of what has sold and where these numbers are coming from. But the program that I run, it runs a cost and then it runs a comparable. And so like if I look at a ranch house that's in decent condition and size, I have four sales that I'm looking at, comparing it with. And I make a judgment based on that, whether it's up, down, or in between. And then there's been a lot of, you know, the other thing is people don't report building stuff and they don't report tearing stuff down. I mean, I can probably say a dozen places where there's mobile homes that aren't there anymore. Either there was two there, now there's only one, or there was one there, now there's none. And they never bothered to say anything or do anything about it. Of course, that's a pain in the ass too for me because I got out, get out of the car, and I'm walking in around and said, but mostly mobile home here. And next thing you know, I see dirt and a pole. It's okay, well, it was one here, but there's nothing here anymore. So.
Well, after you get it back to 100%, do you think you're going to be able to keep it there?
That's going to depend on how these numbers keep. Is this market going to settle down? The market right now is just crazy everywhere. I mean, everybody's complaining about it. Even, you know, where I live down in Liverpool, a house comes up for sale and in 3 days it's gone. I don't understand. Talking with every assessor I know, we're all sitting there shaking our heads with the uncertainty of COVID and the markets and labor and everything else. Nobody can understand why. I mean, other than the fact that interest rates are so darn low, yeah, and the fact that rents are so darn high. So I think it's just creating. And again, I don't think every year you want to update the assessments, but I mean, obviously every 3 or 4 years you want to take a look. I don't think we should ever let it go as long as it's been since field review was done, because you catch so much more stuff. You can't believe the photos from, I think some of them are probably 8 or 10 years old to the present and vice versa. Some, the houses went from here to here and some has went from here to here. Just, you know. And then the other thing that's happening is I had one on South Albion Road. Guy paid $133,000 for the house and about 30 acres. And I see Comfort truck packed in the yard there the other day, and all new windows, siding, doors, house being completely renovated. So, you know, he paid $133,000. Well, what's it worth now that he just dropped probably $20,000-$25,000 more into it? Now he got to put it at $150,000. So, them in Limestone, was it Limestone Ridge? They're another group that buy stuff, and then the next thing you know, they're tinkering with it or doing something. Yeah. And
well, it's all relative because these people have been lucky, I guess we'll say, for the last few years, you know, not paying what they should have been. And Now they're going to complain because it's going to jack up, but it's, you know, it's only fair.
The other one, as hard as the Amish house is, just to give you an instance, I mean, most of those houses are right around 2,100 square feet. I'm putting about $80,000-$85,000 on. I don't know what else to do. I mean, there's no plumbing, obviously, no electric. They're only going to sell to another Amish family.
Right.
But they look great. And then their barns, you know, most of those barns, I don't think a tornado could blow them open. But you still got to be careful how much money you put on. Like the one down on 104, it's a beautiful two-story dairy barn, but who the hell wants it? Nobody wants those kind of barns anymore. Everybody wants to be able to drive in with a skid steer or, you know, parks. They don't want two stories. Two stories are a thing of the past.
Yeah, and if you,
but it looks beautiful.
Assess them out of range, they'll leave.
Yeah.
They'll find somewhere else.
Well, that one there, they paid $130,000, I think, just for the land where they are.
One thing about those Amish, they make good Limburger cheese. If you like Limburger.
That's probably because there's no refrigeration there.
Exactly.
You just scrape the mold off and keep going.
Any other questions for Mike? I know that since you started this, we get updates from the, or I have gotten them, I forwarded them to the other board members, updates from the state taxation, you know, letting us know where you are in the process and making sure that
they'll be overseeing. When I get the final numbers and they'll come back to tell you, you know, whether or not we're at 100. They're giving me a little yanks right now about your land values. I think maybe I'm a little bit low. And I told them, I said, well, the problem, a lot of the land sales here, you have two problems. One, most of the ones on the river, there's two lots involved in them. And the lot of the other ones, there's RVs involved. Somebody's paying $30,000 for a 10-acre lot. Well, yeah, but there's an RV sitting there that's been sitting there. So they sold both of them in the sale, and that doesn't get taken out because it's personal property, and you'd have to pay sales tax. So that creates a little bit of a, and then you got the sales where, you know, they just stepped off the boat from New York City or wherever, and Christmas Associates does a lot of financing too. So really those sales aren't even legitimate because they finance it. What happens is they're pretty shrewd. I think if you fall back on one or two payments, boom, you're gone. It's null and void, next sucker up, and what are you paying for? That's pretty much how they operate all the time. So.
Crazy. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Vern?
Yes. Okay. For the month of October, I had two permit renewals and issued three new permits. Brought in a total of $175. I issued one certificate of occupancy, six certificates of compliance. I had a formal complaint from the county health department about a RV campsite that went over their limit. I issued them a code violation notice and it was scaled down immediately. And they're working with the county for next year to bring it into the county compliances. Dollar General's building permit is going to expire on the 14th of this month. And as of right now, we're still short a Knox box for the fire department, Ski, and I have not seen verification from the health department approving their water system. So I sent them a permit renewal notice like I do everybody. Got a lot of pushback because half of their original permit is a substantial amount. Not my problem. I did tell them that I would prorate it in quarters to help them out, but I still need to get the water system and the Knox box installed. And I told them with or without the renewal, we still may be rescinding the temporary COs because of the water. They've had plenty of time to get the water system going. And I've talked with a couple of the employees, and when they go in to wash their hands, they don't feel comfortable using the water that's available to them.
Really?
So I'm kind of using that as leverage to get them to finish up the system. But I'm still concerned with the Knox box for the fire department.
The Knox box?
Yeah, it's a key box that has a special key to it for the fire department to have access to the building without breaking the glass.
Vern?
Yes?
That situation is being taken care of.
Okay. Okay.
Probably going to be a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well,
I have been in contact with Knox box company and individual from Dollar General.
Okay, good.
As soon as we get fire department registered with Knox box, they will put in their.
Okay, but I still have to renew their permit.
What's wrong with water there, Vern? You know?
Yes, I could. If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you the term. It's a combination of iron, a little bit of gas, I guess, and some, the name of the other material that's in it. But basically, it just needs a good filtration system. And they've been dragging their feet.
I see a lot of days the parking lot soaking wet. They must be pumping it out or something, aren't they? And on dry days, they're pumping it out on the ground.
I don't know.
Trying to get it down.
How do we make out with the place on? I got a call late on a Saturday night once and called you, communicated with you. It was a camp that had like 12 or 14 people in it. and they were only permitted for six, something like that. Castor Road, maybe?
Yep. Yep. Castor Road. That one was handled. And
okay.
Allegedly, they're not going to allow
such groups.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bubis, I see, is moving vehicles around. It's hard to tell which ones, if any, are new and which ones are old. He has cleaned off the concrete slab, which concerns me because he's made statements that he's going to put a double wide in there, whether we like it or not.
That's what I heard.
Great.
So I've been watching it carefully.
Well, I continue to have a back and forth with our attorney, and she still hasn't really addressed it. I asked her actually to call Buddy specifically. I don't think she's done that yet, right?
And
so,
we can't do this old school?
Well.
That's called trespassing.
Yes. The last person I heard about doing that spent time in jail. So.
They look better than some of the other vehicles I've seen in there, but they might have been behind the fence somewhere. So there's such a shuffle of vehicles, you can't tell what he's doing.
Well, I will continue to pester her. Rebecca, and see if we can get something to move forward into Supreme Court. And,
yeah, because we need her help. Because we can write him 100 tickets.
Exactly.
She's not going to
do anything about it.
Yeah. Then we can.
Trump's looking for a job.
We're stuck in the mud.
Trump's looking for a job.
Yeah, I don't think he passed the
bar.
The bar.
When is their permit?
November 14th.
What happens if they don't renew?
I close the doors.
Yeah. Okay.
They can't operate without either an operating permit, certificate of occupancy, or a valid permit.
Okay. Do they realize the severity?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I made it blatantly clear.
All right. I have no doubt.
Cover your butt. Yep.
Okay. Any questions for Vern? You're up, buddy.
Well, you answered some of the questions, especially with this Bubis thing that we're trying to deal with. I have another thing here that I received the other day relating to starting in November 1st, two changes in the law. One is that everybody in the back seat of a vehicle will have a seatbelt. That's just one of those things. And number two here I've got is relating to weapons. And I threw this at Randy and Lonnie, but according to the Safe Homes and Families Act, as it's called a search, surrender, and seizure and return of firearms. And I threw it around at two guys and said, basically, when they're responding to a family offense, law enforcement shall take temporary custody, the word temporary, of the firearm, rifle, electronic dart gun, electronic stun gun, disguised guns, imitation weapons, shotgun, antique firearm, black powder rifle, and black powder shotgun and muzzle loader. But here's the thing, with a temporary order, if there's a non-compliance, then at the discretion of the judge, he can issue a search without a search warrant with probable cause. But if he thinks there is weapons in there, he can say, go in and search, like I said to Lonnie, you can go in and search your house, which I think under the Constitution, a legal search and seizure, but they're treading very lightly on your rights. So people have got to understand that you've got to be very cautious with dealing with weapons, everything from even imitation. I mean, a dart gun, yeah. I mean, you can construe this very touchy. So yeah. People just need to be aware of that your rights are being kind of, I won't say walked on, but you got to be very cautious that they don't leave a big imprint. So, and they want me as the local judge to take and say, oh, I don't like Lonnie. Here, let me sign a search. Let him go in and check his house out. How do you know?
That'll end up at the Supreme Court too.
It's not going that way because our governor, he's looking.
Oh, yeah.
As a liberal Democrat, he wants to take the weapons. If he can take those, he's got a good thing going. So sure. I'm just telling everybody here, just be very cautious,
you just got to watch what's going on and get with our legislators. What's that?
Can I get a copy of that, what you just read? So I can put it
sure. You can have word. It, but I'll give it to you. But it's like anything else. All I say is that you don't let your rights be trampled on. Be a little bit cautious. Just to keep you on a heads up, that's all I'm also.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, buddy.
Yep. Absolutely. I had not heard about that until just
that
now.
Was November 1st. The media doesn't put things out like that.
Yeah. Oh, I heard all about the seatbelt thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the money thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's a $50 fine. See, that's where the money comes in. But the rest of this is, those are your rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
So be cautious. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions for Buddy?
Thank you.
Okay, the fire department monthly call report. They had 36 calls in October. Check register balance at the beginning of October was $52,491.44. Monthly expenses were $10,297.63. So that moved the checking balance forward to November, $42,193.81. And Bill, I know you showed me the back room there. That looks much better, much more roomy. So I think that was a great job. And did you have the opportunity to get a hold of the service alert guy yet?
Yeah, I have. And, he has a unit on the bench to work on a program. Probably within a week.
Great. At the conclusion of that, we will have finally a fire alarm system in this building.
That system will work.
I'm sorry.
You work on cell tower.
Okay.
18
feet. So it won't need its own
right.
Dedicated line. Good.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Any other questions for Bill? Noka, Stephanie, you got anything?
I don't control you guys. I think I control you.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
If I do, let me know. Okay, the calls were up. Dishwasher needs to be replaced. Refrigerator is... starting to die. It's 9 years old. I don't know how long the refrigerator is new ones last. And then the other thing was drivers have to be 21 years old to drive the ambulance. But I think that's already for like fire department things. And I have to have my sexual harassment thing, so. Monies are doing okay with the increase of the calls. They just did the tax return for, I believe it's 18. And that's done and sent in. There's not going to be any Christmas party. Increased budget for paying sick leave and vacation. If you want to sell it back, so you have extra money. And they've excommunicated me for the whole month. And then they put everything online for me for the meeting, and that was it. Ann wants to come down from Boylston and have a meeting with you and I. And
regarding the cost?
Regarding the paper. I haven't read what you put in the paper.
I haven't either, to be honest with you.
Anyways, they... he said, I'm passing too many lies to you guys. I'm telling you too many lies. But everything's on these papers.
Yeah.
If you want to read them. Yeah. So
we get everything you tell me or you tell us, we get in a report. Right in, I walk in there in the file cabinet, the recliners, all the stuff that we pick on you about. It's all in there. So you're not telling us anything that's not public.
Taking and bringing and telling you lies, not what's in the paper already. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, we'll see if their excommunication works on you.
Can I be at this meeting? Because I got a file on everything that you've given me. What I put in the minutes and everything I have.
Any other questions for Stephanie? Okay, we are going to discuss later on. I won't do it right now, but I don't know how much discussion is necessary, but I do have the contract with NOCA right here. So, Amy, you ready?
Oh, the big thing they were saying was, you just try and have an ambulance squad here. You can't do it. You can't afford it.
I don't think that was our goal anyway, but our goal is to have a reasonable crisis.
For the month of October, total taken and dispersed was $339. The town got a check for $325 and Ag and Markets got $14. I issued 14 dog licenses, 11 renewals and 3 originals, and 1 fish cleaning station license that wasn't on last month, but they're all done, yeah. And 2 dog licenses were canceled. Both dogs are deceased. I sent out 18 dog license renewals for November and 9 late dog licenses for October, and I gave until the 13th of this month. I entered 7 building permits and petty cash is at $25 as of the 30th of October. I called the Oswego County Health Department on Thursday, November 5th, and asked for their opinion regarding the request to use the Minisco building for candlelight Christmas. The nurse I talked with stated that up to 50 people with social distancing would be allowed. They looked for 10 minutes for contact tracing within 6 feet or more for COVID. She recommends it would not be a good idea, but if someone is to keep track of the people and have them sign in and sign out with the time, and everyone wears a mask, it should be okay. She also stated that if any food or drink is to be given and the masks are to be taken off, that would not be a good idea. And then fireworks will be at the Tailwater Lodge on the 20th at 9 p.m. And I expect it to be about 8 to 12 minutes. And Mike signed the application on October 31st. That's all I have.
Any questions for Amy? Can I have a motion to accept her report?
Motion made.
Second? We had a motion and a second, I guess.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You know, like Christmas is under old business?
New.
Oh, new business, okay.
Supervisor's report. General money market interest $304.36. Justice fees and fines September $2,389. Clerk fees $50. Building junkyard permits $945. Other compensation for loss $476.19. Dog licenses $45 for a total of $4,209.55. Highway money market interest was $8.16. Disbursements. Biweekly payroll number 21 in the general money market, $3,100.54. Biweekly payroll number 22, $2,321.79. Abstract number 10, $12,214.11. Comptroller fees, $1,931. General pay number 10, $7,174.85. Teamster Health and Hospital, $3,053.40. For a total of $29,795.69. Out of the highway money market, we had abstract number 10, $36,978.87. Highway biweekly payroll number 21, $5,792.85. Biweekly payroll number 22, $5,520.46, for a total of $48,292.18. Our account balances as of 10/31/20. General money market, $1,784,531.23. General checking, $33,208.16. Highway money market, $89,120.05. Highway checking, $35,561.94. Trust and agency, $19,702.22. Cemetery, $163,107.02, for a total of $2,125,230.62. Questions? Comments?
I do have a comment.
Okay.
Do the supervisors' reports in the past, are they supposed to match what's okayed here on general bills and highway bills? In other words, those abstracts, they're supposed to match, right?
Yes. They should.
They should match.
Yep.
Okay. Well, wait, so. No, that's all right. I just asked if the supervisor reports were supposed to match the general abstract, the highway abstract, actually the payrolls as well. All that. I think we have some discrepancies in the past that I don't work out on past. I just want to make sure that we do that in the future, make sure that they're correct. You guys agree with that?
Yes.
So his supervisor reports, like, say, this general abstract, that would be last month's abstract. These figures here could match what already been audited for the general bills.
Correct.
Let's say. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, I would have to make a motion to accept the supervisor's report. Second. With my comments too, if you would.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So you're more or less saying that the report's supposed to be for
I just would like
October.
To, yeah, they those reports should match the other reports. If not, then there's money missing.
Right? Yes, you somewhere. Mean the abstracts that you approve these guys.
Yep.
They better.
And before you move into what is it now?
We're going to do the resolution. Bills?
Oh, the resolution. Can I go back to the cemeteries for just one second?
Yeah.
I got two things. I know that the leaves are all off the trees now.
Yep.
In the cemetery. And we were just up there. Wouldn't it be less expensive for the taxpayer to gather as much of those leaves now before winter snow falls on them than in the spring? I think that they could blow them and rake them and get them picked up easier now,
right?
Than we always did in the past.
Certainly with the weather we've had lately too. Of course, that's about to come to an end.
But by there Sunday, your wife and I had the tarp leaves all over.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not defending them, but they didn't have a leaf blower until like 3 days ago. And they do have one now. So hopefully we'll see.
Well, that's my, and yeah, that's, I don't know if they normally pick them up in the fall.
I think they have in the past. Most of them.
Yeah.
You know, okay, the most of them, they put them down over the bank right there.
Yeah, right. I think that would be the best thing. I know we don't have a leaf sucker anymore.
That's not we have it. It's junk.
Yeah, it's junk. We, you know, that's something we should look into. But the other thing, and Amy encoded it for that steel blower, almost $300.
Yep.
I think that we should be looking into the OGS bid price for all cemetery purchases. You know,
anything that we buy, state OGS. Because it's not, nothing's an emergency.
Right.
We can find out, you know, if we can purchase something, we can look into it and make a phone call or else get on the internet. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Other than that, go ahead. That's all I have.
Okay, we're going to, well, you want to do the resolution or do you want to wait till new business to do it?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let's do it now. Town of Elby and resolution number 15 of 2020 to adopt final budget for fiscal year 2021. Whereas the Town of Elbion has completed its preliminary budget for the fiscal year of 2021, and whereas the town has properly advertised and made said preliminary budget available, and whereas the town has held a public hearing on the preliminary budget on November 4th, 2020, and whereas the town has completed and filed its tax levy limit information with the New York State Comptroller, and whereas the town is in compliance with the applicable tax levy limit, and whereas the town board, having made any such necessary and permissible amendments to the preliminary budget subsequent to said public hearing, therefore, be it declared that the town board of the Town of Elbion does hereby adopt the same as the final budget for the fiscal year of 2021. I have a motion to accept.
Motion. Accepted.
Can I have a second?
Before we second that, Amy, did you send out those minutes of the budget meeting to everybody? The special meeting that we had?
Public hearing?
Yes, the public hearing.
Everybody's got it tonight.
The way that's written. Did you read it over? Not this. The minutes of that?
I did not.
Do you happen to have one here, Amy, with you or not? Can you hand it over and let Mike read that before we do that? Because we should accept those as well. That conflicts with those minutes.
True.
Right?
Yeah, and we didn't really say that anyway.
What do you mean you didn't say?
We didn't say we would decide prior to voting on the adoption at the next monthly meeting.
You're going to talk about it. And you said that you were going to ask about the raise.
Yep. I said that we hadn't even discussed it yet, but I definitely did not say that we would decide by this meeting that whether we were
going to vote on the budget.
Right.
This meeting.
You know, I used to play Trivial Pursuit a lot, Amy, and my dad would always say, "Read the question hard." And you kind of wrote this hard.
Well, it's one of two ways. We can either change those minutes and go in with that resolution, or decide on the cemetery right now if the board wants to you know what I mean?
Yes.
However you want to do it, doesn't matter to me.
What's your guys' thought? You want to talk about the possible raise for the cemetery person right now, or would you rather change the minutes from that? Because the way she has it written is certainly not what I intended. you kind of have it written that we would decide prior to voting on the adoption of the preliminary budget at the next monthly meeting, if it would stay in. Do you recall that statement? I think we should change the minutes here because that's not what I said. All right. So let me be more clear. I left the raise in because I knew we would be discussing it in the future. So it really has no bearing on the budget as it's written.
What was it, a $300 raise? I think it doesn't matter.
$3 an hour.
Yep. No, well, yeah.
And the object being, you said you'd make, because once you, don't you, if you adopt a budget tonight and that's in it, then that budget is, that's yes. What it is.
Well, the money's in there. The money's not there. Not the raise.
Right.
Right.
So.
So what you got to do is discuss the raise if you want to give it to him or any part of the $3, right? That's what you're looking at, right?
Yes, but we don't.
He's asking for three. You could say, I'm going to give you 25 cents, or we all agree on 25 cents, or 50, or a buck, or whatever, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Money's there to cover $3.
Right. Or we don't have to do it at all right now, is what I'm saying.
But that's in the budget. That's the request that's in there, right? The raise that is already requested within that. And if you pass a resolution and you say, we're going to go for it, and we all approve it, then his raise is within there. Is that correct?
No.
Or
no,
is
no.
It at a later time you're going to discuss it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's not correct. No raise is.
There would be no raise. Or
is in, well, there.
I wouldn't think.
The appropriation is there. However, the approval, no approval is correct.
That's what everybody wants to hear.
Now, with that appropriation, Mike, and if you do not do this, that goes back to the general fund next year. Right?
Correct. Correct.
And Randy told me that if he wasn't going to get a raise, he wasn't going to support anybody.
So. Right. That's what he said.
So I'm going to stick with it, too.
All right. So let's.
I asked for a raise. They shot me down. And they turned around, give the cemetery guy a raise.
Let's. All right. So what's the best
let's
way?
Let's go with this and then come back to that if you want. And just change the minutes.
Okay.
To reflect that. All right.
Yep. All right. So I had a motion by Randy to accept the budget.
Second.
Accept the resolution number 15. Second by Rick.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And no raise, of course. Discussed or put in there.
We have to sign off on this now.
Well, you just got to sign the resolution. And then Amy can amend minutes from that budget public hearing.
And you'd probably want that in this month's meeting minutes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here's that resolution, Amy. I'll sign.
You need a motion on the minutes as
amended.
Amended.
Can I have a motion on the minutes as amended from the public hearing?
Motion made.
Second?
Second.
Lonnie seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Too much reading material.
Okay, do the general bills, audit the general bills. Questions, problems, comments?
Yeah, I know there's a reason why Rick brought it up. Like when we, Orwell's tire, how come it comes out of general, not highway? I know there's a reason.
Yep.
I just don't remember.
We didn't budget it. It came out of the highway.
No, there's a coded for a garage contractual, which
my opinion is.
We know we got the money.
Yep.
But it's just usually on something like that, it does come out of the agenda. Because we borrowed the tractor from Orwell. We had to buy a tire for it.
Right. It's just, it's like Rick said, it's the garage contractual. So any expenses to do with like repairs, things like that would come out of there.
But repairs to the building, wasn't it? Just the building. It's, you know, because there's only $8,000 in there. It should be probably a DA, which would be a highway. Some of these on here are like screws and that type of stuff, which, right, you know, probably should be out of there.
Out of the
A account, generally. Yep. And I forget, I looked at them up there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I doesn't, what was it, $700?
$753.50.
We're at the end of the year anyway. Probably it's not going to matter much, but.
No, but what I'm saying, my thought is on it, we didn't budget for that tire. So my opinion is it comes out of a general fund, not out of the highways.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That would make sense because we got more money in general than we do highway.
That's just like when we used a snow removal for different things. It's there. It's money that's hid for us to use and something like that comes up.
There's a few of them that I have questions.
It's legal and everything, so it's not a big deal.
Right. Yeah.
Just wondering why we.
Yeah, I didn't.
That makes sense. I mean, I didn't have a reasonable answer for you.
I didn't.
Randy's answer was as good as anything I had.
The best.
Yep.
I know there is a reason. I just don't remember what the reason. I know Aaron did it all the time. I don't remember why.
279 is Commissioner of Taxation, the RRS annual licensing fee for the assessor. What is that? You know what that's for? I mean, I don't ever remember having to do that for a reval.
No, that's not. That's every year.
That's every year?
Every year.
Is that for the software or something?
I think so.
Software.
Okay. All right. Then that answers the question.
Yeah, that's every year.
Now is the
software development maintenance system documentation.
Do we put the Office of State Comptroller for Buddy on here every month?
Yep. Well, if we get a bill from him, yes.
Okay.
During the COVID there was a couple months where we didn't get a bill even.
Right. 284. That's the WEX bank. That's for gas.
For cemetery.
For cemetery, right?
Yeah, I don't know what vehicle or equipment it was put in.
Here's how I feel about that. And if I were the comptroller and I came in today and we were written up for that on our last audit, I think the cemetery has to show, as well as the highway, what was that used for? Was it, you know, was it for a chainsaw? Was it for a leaf blower? I mean,
I agree. And I actually have that written on my to-do list make sure that the cemetery starts recording what that gas specifically goes to.
All right. Good.
So I will rewrite it to make
you'll
sure.
You'll take care of that then.
Yes, I will.
285, what is that? Oh, that's the one. 288 is okay. Oh, and 297, of course, that's the steel leaf blower. I know that we could have bought that, not half price, but a lot less. Other than that, that's all the questions I have.
For the general?
For the general, yep.
You guys got any?
As long as you get, now, will you make sure that that's done for next month?
Yep.
In other words,
for the cemetery.
For the cemetery. If I'm going to be hard enough on the highway, guys, then.
Yep. No, I agree 100% with that.
Yes. Then I'll need go. Better tracking system.
And maybe we could they could number their equipment so that we knew what it was. Give us a legend.
A list of it.
Yeah, a list of it. Yeah.
What number would you put on a gas can?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And maybe they should have an equipment report just like this one. I'm going to make a copy of this for this guy.
In the meantime, can I have a motion to accept the general bills?
Motion to accept the general bills.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
On the highway on 102, shouldn't that be taken out of 0.21? Excavator. That's annual. I don't know what that accounts for, annual. Because if it's taken out of the 0.21, then 0.22 won't be drained.
Well, 0.22 is already drained.
Okay, so you take it out of 2.1?
Yes, I had it. Boy, I would have swore I checked that, but hang on 1 second if you would. I can confirm where I wanted it.
I'm going to ask you about it.
This is out of highway law. And this is what we're talking about for cemeteries as well. They ought to, Ted's supposed to supply that to us every year to the government by September 30th. This is how it's supposed to, that's in his book, but we ought to have that from the cemetery as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So you keep it pretty well, keep the same chart, but just change the wording.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest with you, I'd like to see it done on a computer if possible. Then next year, they could just update it.
We should come up with a number system too, and keep that library too.
Yeah. Didn't you help him, Steve, with his?
I didn't even want to know him when he was up there.
Yeah, but didn't you go up and do the chainsaws or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, we've done a lot of that stuff.
Could be two of these work for Ted.
Should be 2-1, Amy.
2-1.
Yep, you're right.
I wasn't sure of that annual.
There you go.
Anybody know what the clam bucket is?
That goes to the excavator.
Is it a new clam bucket? Or was that repairs, or don't you know?
That was for the hydraulics for the clam bucket. I didn't run out, I think, for the excavator. Whatever, the equipment
sure.
The
clam bucket unloader, I think.
The loader, yeah.
Yeah, I know it is, but this is only $1,300. So they ain't going to buy a new clam bucket for $1,300.
No, it was the hydraulics through the clam bucket. It was the hydraulics that went on the clam bucket.
Yep. So in other words, to run hydraulics to the down to the end of the boom.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah,
that's why I'd like to have a more of a description of what it is.
Yep.
Well, I asked what he just said clam bucket. So.
You were thinking of a barbecue or something, right?
I am, yeah.
Again, and this is what I'm saying. Ted's got a helper, assistant, right? They should know a lot of this stuff here. So we shouldn't have to sit here and go through it trying to figure out what it is.
Right.
Got to be more accurate on these.
Better descriptions.
Yep. That's hydraulics, isn't it? It has nothing really to do with the clam bucket being staying there.
Well, that loader came with a clam bucket. So
the loader did, yeah.
So it should be all hooked up. I mean, would they have to buy a new cylinder or what? It's hydraulics. I mean,
no, he's talking that excavator. The excavator.
Well, they put a clam bucket on the excavator.
Must be.
I have no idea if they do. I just.
So you don't know if it's a clam bucket on the motor, the excavator, or will work.
Right. No.
Basically, we should know.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
audit the bills.
I see that again.
I would make a motion to pay the highway bills, and except for 102. I can't vote for that one.
102?
Yeah. That's the excavator itself. You guys have to buy that. You have to pay that, I mean.
Okay, second?
Second.
Does your second include all of the bills?
All of the bills.
Okay, thank you. All in favor? Aye.
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 Before we go into executive, you want to do those old bit, that old business too, or no?
Sure.
Those parts, as far as I'm concerned, getting taken back.
Sure. Taking the warrants?
Yeah.
That's what I would recommend.
Any trouble with that?
What's that?
Taking those parts from our just problem over the summer there with the 2009, take them back to warrants.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a little bit of a deduction because she's going to have to rebox because the boxes are pretty bad shape.
I'll take most of them.
Okay, but she said she would take them back. I talked to her a while ago.
All right, that's good.
Okay, do that.
Laws are not going to charge us a fortune for just a box.
No, I don't think she will. I mean, I can't say for sure. I'll find out.
The roof was completed this week, wasn't it?
I wish.
I have more?
No, I have been in touch with him. I had to fill out a bunch more paperwork for the Johns Manville warranty. So it's moving forward.
This is going to be a great week.
I know. I said that. That's why I guess so. That's why I contacted him again. Well, let's see.
You want to take care of anything else before you?
That's what I was just thinking.
Candlelight Christmas.
Yeah, let's discuss that candlelight Christmas before we.
On your new business.
I'm sorry.
New business.
Yes. Yep. What's everybody's feeling? I had talked to Aaron via text Friday night, and I said that we weren't, and actually I talked to him again today about it via text, and I said that we weren't terribly comfortable with having it. And he said, well, it's, you know, a great thing for the local kids and that they look forward to it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I understand all that, but I mean, they canceled the state fair.
They're not even having their Christmas.
Not doing the Christmas lighting in Syracuse.
No Harbor Fest, no nothing.
Right. And
what's
obviously we've had a recent uptick locally.
What Cuomo's done now with down pretty well all out of Dodge County.
Yep.
And you know people from out of Dodge County is coming from here to work out there and back. So
right.
I just don't want to see us getting people affected with it.
The question.
I know it's a nice thing to have at Christmas and everything, but
it is. It's very nice. I don't think any of us were against it, no. but when you think about the situation we're in this year, it's different than we've ever been in.
Yeah, it bothers me because there's going to be a lot of little kids around.
Yeah.
At first, when they first came out here a year ago with us, they said kids don't catch it. Well, kids are catching it just as much as ever, you know. So.
So do we cancel the entire thing, just the section here? Do we still let them do the lighting of the roads and stuff?
Steve's got his hand up. Let Steve sit.
Nope, sorry.
Mike, 2 years ago, we had a ride for the handicapped for the special needs people. And last year, we were scheduled the last Saturday in June. And we actually, due to the coronavirus outbreak and all that, and we're supposed to get better in the spring, we actually canceled 6 months ahead of time. And thank God we did. And then as we're sitting here now, I just heard tonight, and I think maybe some of the other people here that watched the news a little bit might have seen it, Cuomo was thinking about code yellow, some of the sort of coming out in the recent outbreak.
Yeah, because it's crossed
over. We code yellow that, and you plan that thing tonight, and they code yellow that's going to be a bench crew up come the night of the thing that you can't have.
Right.
We really need to take a stance on it tonight.
Yeah, oh, I agree. I want to have a decision.
My opinion,
tonight.
Personally, I can't see having it with these kids. We can do it next.
Well, but the candlelight, you're going to cancel the whole thing and just be on the safe side? If well, you're going to put 20 guys over there in the highway department,
right,
and they're going to build sandbags, you're...
Yeah, that's my thought, buddy. I was...
Wow.
Originally, I got to tell you, when Aaron sent me the email, I didn't have a problem with it. But when I talked to Amy, I never thought about the COVID. And I got to tell you, I rescinded it right away. And then I was thinking about the highway. Well, you know what? We've only got four guys up there. If somebody comes in there that has COVID and they have to be quarantined for up to 2 weeks and it snows, we don't have anybody to run the roads.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I think that we got to cancel the whole thing.
Yeah, we got somebody.
Well, you don't
want to
revisit it?
Yeah. I don't think there'll be enough time.
We got to make a decision tonight.
Tonight, yeah. I think. And
we don't work here.
They want it on the 18th.
Because it's coming faster.
Yeah. You know, and I simply don't think that we can afford to.
Lonnie?
Thoughts? I'm in agreement.
With everybody canceling around, we got to make the right decision. I say the right decision, but don't have it.
Can I have a motion and we'll officially cancel the
so moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It's too bad, but I think it's the right move too.
Yeah, I reluctantly, but you know, it's all reluctant.
But we don't have the state fair and everything is kind of put off because we're trying to get a handle on this. We don't want to be the one to create part of the monster.
So,
you
go
beg when
the state
fair,
but
when you come to it,
you just can't do this stuff. I mean, it's just. Maybe canceled the thing up there for
last weekend, wasn't it?
They canceled the. I mean, for a year, get sale they
had up there. The fair? They canceled that, yeah. The craft fair, yeah.
We don't really have to go into a lot of discussion about this NOCA contract, but we can talk about that before we. To the executive.
Go ahead.
It's $56,749.74.
Say that again.
$56,749.74. Payable in 12 monthly installments of $4,729.15. It's approximately $1,100 raise from last year.
Non-negotiable.
Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. I mean, we could opt out of ambulance coverage, but we got to have it from somewhere. And I know Aaron had talked to McPhee and I believe one of the other, maybe Mentor out of Fulton, and they wouldn't respond. You know, they wouldn't guarantee their response to our area. I just want everybody to be aware of it. In fact, I attached a thing to the budget, you know, saying how much it's costing us per person. It's pretty expensive, but we don't have a choice. We have to provide ambulance coverage. So, and they're our only choice at this point.
And that's something. Probably shouldn't even, I don't know how much longer you're going to be on me or Lonnie, but we should over budget even that.
Yep.
Because you're going to find out it's going to be costing though somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
There.
I need agree. That
plus a little extra.
Okay. I did put a little above that. I'm not sure. Do we need to have a motion on that? You think? I mean, I have to sign this contract.
We have to accept it.
Okay. All right, I'll wait till where it gets back.
What about the Amish Cemetery too?
Yep. Let's talk about that too. Did you guys get a chance to read that letter?
Yeah.
Good with it?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
Regarding the NOCA contract, have you had any discussion with the other six towns?
I have not. Not specifically, I mean, no.
Obviously, you're between a rock and a hard spot right now. But my suggestion would be get a group of representatives, supervisors, other six towns, and just see how everybody else feels about it.
Good idea.
I mean, what are you out, you know?
Right.
I mean, maybe the other six towns feel comfortable. I don't know. Maybe they don't. You don't know unless you ask.
Good advice.
And seven supervisors talking that somebody's better than one.
Yep.
Can we kind of get a workshop or something?
Well, I don't know. We're
try to get them together, everybody, or town supervisors?
I think it's...
Maybe somebody ought to look at their books. You know what I mean?
We would have this agreement.
No, they're not. I don't think they're using the money wisely. You know, and if they are, yeah, they start putting $100,000 into
we can IRA put it off
something else. Say, wait a
minute, we got time.
They should come back to the town.
We go till the first day of January, so we could wait till next month to approve it, and I can try to set something up with the other supervisors to talk. Good. Okay, so we'll table that for now. Make sure I get that taken care of. Okay. Rick, did you get a chance to read the letter from Rebecca for the Amish?
I didn't thoroughly. I thought it was confusing there, but that your request and is in agreement with. Same provided that following conditions are met.
That your, I think, yeah, should be gone. It should just yeah say into yeah the cemetery plan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing that I could see.
Yep. And I already told her about that typo. So,
no, I think that's fine. Okay. Really, as long as they go through them and they do the, this is, we're talking about the Amish request for their own cemetery. Up on County Route 28, your tavern at the corner of, what the heck is the name of that road? Dowley Street.
Yep, that's it.
Dowley Street. Up there, the other side of their schoolhouse. And what the lawyer is saying is that they have to abide by the state guidelines, and what we want is the town is not responsible for any upkeep or maintenance of the cemetery or municipal funds to be expended or requested at a time for maintenance and upkeep of the cemetery. The cemetery will be utilized for burials of members of only the Amish community, and proper burial records have to be kept. So,
now, does that mean where they got two or three people buried? Are they going to bring them over to that cemetery?
I don't think so. I think it's all new, Stephanie. They have buried some already over at the other Amish cemetery that they have, and I think that one is on Route 28 as well. On the other side of Route 11, where the woman or the child was killed.
Sliding accident there.
Well, it was a sliding downhill, yeah, wasn't yeah it? And he rode.
You mean passed over the other railroad tracks? Over the
yeah,
railroad
I can't think of the. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But I don't know where the other ones are.
Tim Miller's farm.
Yeah, I think Miller's. That you're right, Miller.
Todd Jordal.
Yes, Todd Jordal. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah. But I think that they've got one there, and they need one closer to their. Well, they've got quite a few. Albion. Yeah.
So we had, none of us, I don't think, had any trouble with them problem having their cemetery. We just want to make sure that they follow New York State law
guidelines
and that we're not responsible, which that's what this letter basically does, holds us not responsible. So I don't think we need a motion or anything. We'll just have her go ahead and send that. Be good with that. Okay, can I, any other new business anybody wants to bring up? Where did Randy go?
Yeah, so we left him. Right. Bill's got his hand up.
Mike?
Yep, sorry.
Any,
this computer's in my way.
I know this is an old question. Any request for the attorney on the 99-year lease?
I specifically emailed her about that again today. I did last week. No. Short answer, no. I will continue to pound on her. So we'll try to get some. Any other new business?
I know. There was something that I was supposed to bring up. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but Mike just told me that the highway guys are on shift already. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yep.
Because I've had some calls about the vehicles not being there.
I see the vehicles there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you going with the second one on new business? Or are you
going to have to go? Yep, I'm about to do that. Okay. Randy, did you have anything else under new business?
No.
All right. Can I have them?
They don't.
You could stay down if you like. Could I have a motion to enter executive session to discuss matters leading to promotion, appointment, employment, dismissal, demotion, or suspension?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to.
Got it on executive. Sorry. We got to make a motion to come back in.
Yeah, that's what you just did.
I thought it was about going into executive.
No,
we did that.
Randy.
Yep.
I thought she was asking.
Okay, we've come to a decision on the appointment for the board member for the rest of Carl's, till next year, because the person that will be appointed has to run next year for the remainder of Carl's term. So can I have the motion to appoint the person?
Motion made. Appoint the person. You can appoint the person.
Okay. All right. We are going to appoint Dick Corliss.
Okay. Who seconded your motion?
And who will second?
Second.
Lonnie, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Oh, if you contact the county, you'll have to be on the ballot for next year because Randy and Lonnie are up for re-election too next year.
Yep.
So there'll be three on.
There'll be three. Two for four and one for three.
I won't be running next year. Just let you know.
Do you have the oath of offices, Amy, or not? Or do you have to contact the county?
I'll have to contact the county to let them know that they have to for his position.
We can do that at any time, right? It wouldn't have to be at the next board meeting. We could do it between now and then. So he's up and running.
Now in December, I'll know an answer.
Okay.
Well, you could probably just get one faxed to you, right? Imagine.
I would think.
Or emailed. PDF. I didn't know if you want this. This is all just what I do. This is the stuff that.
Oh, okay.
If you can read my scribble.
I can. I will. If I can, I'll call you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Good to go. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Katie.
Good night. Thank
Did
you.
Did anybody join in?
Yep. We had one. You had one caller in here on a phone. So.
Okay. Nice.
Good. Thank you. You too.